Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I may not live to see our glory.
I may not live to see our glory.
But I will gladly join the fight.
But I will gladly join the fight.
And when our children tell our story.
And when our children tell our story.
They'll tell the story of tonight.
Let's have another round tonight.
Let's have another round tonight.
Let's have another round tonight.
Raise a glass to freedom, something they can never take away, no matter what.
So I'm reaching back into my mind. This is the musical portion of this hour of the Good Day program. I'm reaching back into my mind to try to find a show that wasn't about music. You know, we've had the Smokey Joe's Cafe and the Frankie Valli stuff and Mamma Mia and those other shows that made it big on Broadway. They were about the music. But this show, Hamilton, is something that is sort of oblong to me in my musical sphere. What I understood about this, obviously I'm wrong, listening to this music from the new soundtrack recording, which is in its first week of release, the top 10 in Billboard, highest charting cast album since The Book of Mormon, only one of three to reach the top 10 in the last 50 years. Now, probably one of the reasons it's getting so much attention is because it won 11 Tony Awards. So that's, that's important. And then the creator and star Lin-Manuel Miranda is leaving the show on the 9th of July. Why is that?
His contract's up. He's going to do the Mary Poppins movie.
Oh, okay.
Duh, wouldn't you? No.
He announced that
Mary Poppins calls you go.
Well, he performs the role twice a week. His understudy now is going to get the role full time. So, they're going to record a live performance of the show. It could end up somewhere as well. I thought this was sort of a rap thing, though.
It's a mix of different genres. Kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do you mean different genres?
There's traditional. Yeah, there's rap, there's music, there's singing. There are big, big Broadway voices. Leslie Odom Jr., who's also just won the Tony. He's leaving the show as well to do a different Broadway show. He's got a phenomenal voice. So it's just a mix. It's a mix of musical genres.
Yeah, if you
can hear Lin-Manuel
right
in the background rapping now, and then and then it's also traditional singing.
Jennifer, what do you hear about Hamilton that appeals to you? I want to go find out, at least from you and Victoria, what appeals to you about this.
I love to go to the theater, and I've heard that it's very, the concept is very creative, that the musical track is obviously incredible, and I'd like to see it. I actually looked into it because it's coming on tour to the Pantages Theater in Los Angeles in 2017, and the tickets are already astronomically priced. I mean, it's going to be difficult for the next 2 years to see this show if you don't want to pony up a lot of cash.
Yep.
Well, that's what's spoiling it for a lot of us who don't want to make
a
difference. Whether it's this kind of a show, although I did say to Meredith, you want to go down and watch it, she wasn't that excited about it. I would like to go see things that I'm going to be comfortable sitting through. And frankly, I'm not much for going to plays. I don't find them exciting. I don't find them entertaining. I don't find them grabbing me. But maybe it's at the time of day after 8 o'clock at night. I'm not much good for anything anyway.
You need a matinee.
So maybe that's part of it.
Yeah, you're a matinee guy.
I'm a matinee guy. Yeah, but it's amazing that it has, for me, when I saw the awards at the Tonys, I just was feeling this is the politically correct way to vote this year. That's what I got out of it.
It was definitely the trend.
That's in the Broadway community here in New York, that's totally not true. This was not about politically correct. This was a show that blew everyone away. I mean, The King and I did it the year before with that revival, and that was as white as you could get. So it really wasn't about that. This is just about a show that came along that was totally unique and different, and people just went nuts for it.
Well, there you go. The new Hamilton soundtrack available now, 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
W. Clement Stone was a paperboy who became a billionaire. Here's his three-step formula for big success.
First, inspiration to action. As a paperboy, all his money was invested in newspapers, which would soon be worthless. He had to sell them.
Second, know-how. Stone learned diners would buy papers to read while they ate. But the restaurant owner didn't like peddlers. Stone got kicked out, only to sneak back in. He learned to be persistent.
Third, activity knowledge. Stone mimicked successful paperboys who barked out the day's headlines to get customers' attention.
Use your motivation to hone your craft and keep learning. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
If you're adding precious metals to your portfolio, then call Augusta Precious Metals, a leader in gold and silver sales for over 40 years. Call Augusta now at 855-858-5805. 855-858-5805.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, tired of feeling sad and blue, tired of worrying about money, tired of worrying about the current state of the world. Well, here's what to do and the science of it. Laughter. Even a giggle can cause helpful physiological benefits. A laugh puts distance between you and your worries. When you laugh, your muscles tighten and release, and it takes your muscles 24 hours to return to their original tightness. You get an hour of relaxation for a laugh. Next, a simple laugh stimulates circulation and increases oxygen in the blood. Also, when you laugh, your body secretes natural painkillers, so pain takes a brief break. What's the cheap psychological trick? Do something, no matter how bad you feel, and laugh each day. A laugh a day can keep your troubles at bay. Tell me about your favorite laugh at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.